It's familiar ground if you've been watching for the past 25 years. The federal government is somewhat behind the private sector, you might say, when it comes to customer service. Lots of reasons. Old IT systems, lack of customer feedback, maybe even a little too much inward focus. Pressing forward on trying to fix this situation, the Partnership for Public Service and Accenture. Joining me with more, Mallory Barg-Bowman, Vice President of Research and Evaluation at the Partnership. And you have been pulling at this thread for quite a while now. Mallory.
Good morning, Tom. Yes, the Partnership for Public Service has been working with Accenture Federal Services for the past several years, really with a really simple notion that the mission delivery from these agencies relies on a strong customer service. It's really focusing on what do citizens want from government, what do citizens need from government, and how do you meet citizens where they are.
Now, let me just play devil's advocate for just a moment, because we do have a very large administrative state. And that, you know, that can have political connotations, which I'm not bringing to it here. But the fact is that a lot of agencies can seize assets, can levy fines, can do a lot of things to people, even when there's no criminal charges, EPA and IRS and so forth. And it's kind of up to the citizen to fight their way back or to prove innocence, I guess. And so I wonder if that colors in some, maybe not even a conscious way, the way agencies go about thinking of customer service.
Well, I think, from a really simple notion, as you look across the government and you look at the mission of different agencies, you're exactly right that it's not that, citizens can always pick another provider. If you want to go buy a pair of shoes, maybe you look at Zappos because of their extraordinary customer service, or you buy it from Amazon because of their customer service. Government isn't the same way. But at the same time, as we look at what government does, which has been a big focus of this administration, and how government does what it does, it's really important to look at it from the perspective of the citizens and how it provides those services, and both what is the most effective and efficient way to meet citizens where they are. I mean, really simple things, like when, realizing that most individuals now, well, maybe not most, but a large percentage, access government websites from their mobile devices. A lot of government websites still aren't even mobile device accessible, where it's easy to work from a mobile device. These are really basic things to meet people where they are.
And what about the idea of the old systems that back up all of this? Because many industries that have done a pretty good job of deploying digital services still have old infrastructures, but they have the money, I guess, and the wherewithal to put a new one in front of it, so that the citizens see something fresh and new, even though they still rely on some of the tried and true legacy systems.
I think one of the really challenging conversations, and this is, again, something we've looked at with Accenture Federal Services, is realizing that a large percent of federal IT networks and a large percent of federal IT spending goes into maintaining old systems rather than buying new. And when we're talking about what the future of digital looks like in government, it's not just, faster versions of what we've talked about before, or more easily accessible PDFs. It's really looking at how can artificial intelligence and cognitive computing, different aspects of big data, how can that help the government meet people where they are and really understand what people require and want from their government. So there really is going to be some hard decisions, in the part of federal leaders when they, even enter the federal government, because we know that a lot of those positions are still vacant at this point, but around where are they going to spend? Are they going to spend in continuing to update those existing infrastructures, or are they going to really look at what are they trying to achieve as a government, what are they trying to achieve as an agency, and how can you build the right system for what they're trying to do?
We're speaking with Mallory Barg-Bowman, Vice President of Research and Evaluation at the Partnership for Public Service, and the partnership has been working with the administration directly on this American Technology Council, which is the White House group that is looking at all of this, and you're going to be presenting some information there today.
That's right. Later today, we're going to be bringing folks together at the Partnership for Public Service with Accenture Federal Services, and we have a really exciting panel. We have Chris Liddell, who is the Assistant to the President and the Director of Strategic Initiatives for the White House Office of American Innovation, and that office is really starting with very much of the same premise that this initiative is, in that looking at what is the best of the private sector and how can we bring it to government, and how can we make sure that it meets government's needs. We're also going to talk with a lot of individuals who have directly interacted with the citizen, who have led large agencies that have a very strong citizen component. You know, specifically, we're going to have John Koskinen, who was, you know, was the commissioner of the IRS, Linda Davis, who is the chief veterans experience officer at the VA. And these are both individuals who really have tried to work very, very hard to understand. Oh, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention also we have Brenda Sprague, who's the deputy assistant secretary for passport services at the U.S. Department of State. So these are three ways that our government interacts directly with citizens and, you know, making sure that we're doing it in the right way.
And will this presentation be online for people that can't get there personally? Can they check it out?
Absolutely. We will have a remote login. You can be part of that, but also, you know, I encourage folks to come to the partnership and join us in person. We always have an opportunity for an interactive conversation. It's a chance for people to ask their questions directly of these real federal leaders and make sure they have a chance for conversation.
And I guess maybe you've worked up a kind of menu of things that agencies can do right now to start improving their customer service. Let's review those again.
Sure. So I would start with things the agencies can do. The first I would say is use the data you have, and most agencies have a tremendous amount of data. They don't always turn it into insight. They don't always look at what they can learn from it, and they don't always use it across organizational silos. So you may have data from the website team that would be helpful for the program team. Make sure you're using that information. The second is establish, you know, a customer service leadership team. You know, we always say that what gets measured gets done, but also what gets focused on gets done as well. And, you know, some agencies have a chief customer experience officer. If that person reports to the secretary, has that high level visibility, that really will change the agency. That's something that the VA has done in making the chief customer experience officer really focused on the experience of the veteran and making sure the agency is focusing on meeting the needs of veterans and having that person report directly to the secretary. And the third is making sure that you're building the customer service workforce. You know, what you want to make sure that agencies, when they're hiring people for, you know, these real citizen-facing positions, whether it's at the Social Security Administration or, you know, an IRS call center, make sure these are people who are prepared and expected to interact well with citizens. We did a search of jobs on USA Jobs and found that less than 5% of all job postings had, you know, the term customer or citizen or, you know, a reasonable synonym in the job posting. And so that's really going to make a big difference in terms of the skills you're looking for in your workforce, making sure they have the right skills. Last, I would look at Congress too. You know, one of the things that is the biggest roadblocks for good customer service is the Paperwork Reduction Act in its current form. We need to make sure that the Paperwork Reduction Act allows agencies to ask citizens for their views. Right now, it is extremely challenging for agencies to ask really simple questions of their citizens of what do you want from this service? And, you know, some reforming of the Paperwork Reduction Act would really help us get there.
I guess if you get yourself aligned in that way as an agency, you can probably save a lot of money in rework and in staff time and so forth.
Absolutely. I think when you know what you're trying to do, when you have a really clear sense of goal, when you have a really clear sense of mission and how you're going to get there, you can save time and effort because you're really putting your effort into where it matters most.
Mallory Barg-Bowman is Vice President of Research and Evaluation at the Partnership for Public Service. Thanks so much.
Thanks very much, Tom.